It's time for the Inside Success Show, an inspirational hour that searches for the simple secrets of success in real-life stories of people who have felt the pain of failure and have gone on to great achievement. Here's your host.
Hi, Randy Gilbert here, and welcome to the Inside Success Show. This is an action-packed hour with exciting guests who share their inside stories of real-life moments and humble beginnings, and more importantly, who give away powerful inside success secrets, tips, and strategies that you, our listeners, can use right away to bring success and abundance into your own lives. Well, the topic for this interview is discovering our calling, or more specifically, our soul work. Today's special guest says, when we think of success, we often forget that our jobs, our careers, or even what we do as a hobby is our own unique way of expressing our divine spirit within. And when we are more in tune with who we are, our work is a reflection of our authentic self, and we feel really great about what we are spending our time on. If you would like your life to be more fulfilling so that your work doesn't seem like work, then you'll need to discover your calling and translate it into action. So I highly recommend you give your attention to this fascinating expert who will tell us how to do that. I'm introducing Charlene Proctor. She's the author of two books, Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and The Woman's Book of Empowerment, 323 Affirmations that Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. Well, Charlene Proctor will tell us about her calling and share some of the challenges and success that she's experienced in translating that into great business. Charlene has a PhD with a research specialty in simulation architecture, a former social scientist who studied humanity and people problems. She now leads people to a more positive mindset through her programs and website. Well, Charlene Proctor, welcome to the Inside Success Show.
Thanks, Randy, for having me today. I'm just very happy to be here.
Well, thank you. It's definitely my honor. It's a privilege to have you and on the show and being able to ask you some questions. And, of course, that I'm hoping I benefit from it a lot, and I'm sure our listeners will. One of the things that I really like to do in really sort of getting an intro into the show before we start talking about your books is just to learn a little bit more about you and you know, sort of where you started from, how things, you know, came into being for you. But if you could just maybe share you know, where your career started from and maybe even just where your passion comes from for this topic.
Well, as a former academic and researcher, I used to spend years writing about the subject of organizations and manufacturing and the environment. Mm-hmm. And one day I realized that the most complex relationship that humanity keeps revisiting is the relationship we have to the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And since social scientists are always embroiled in big, giant people problems and problems that are unquantifiable and problems and issues that don't have answers because they have so many variables, I really thought about this. And I thought that especially women, they are the ones that keep revisiting this issue of what is our relationship to the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And there must be something missing, I thought, because women, especially in America, they have every opportunity known to man, and they still don't feel empowered. And I thought, well, there's a lot of work to be done in helping to generate a woman's positive outlook. So I've really enjoyed taking my experience and applying it to what I know, applying what I know to women's issues. Also, I currently run the Goddess Network, and we're an organization that is dedicated to women and men who want to learn more about the sacred feminine principle. And we have a website. So we're not only an online community, but we have offices in Birmingham, Michigan, and we create self-development programs for women from all walks of life,
mm-hmm.
whether
mm-hmm.
it's how to develop your intuition or how to bring affirmative thinking into your workplace. And we also try to make it more of a network idea because we like to invite speakers to come in to teach classes on empowerment or anything that at some level is going to really get us more in touch with where our goodness is and where our talents and our success could be based on.
Yeah, that sounds really fascinating. And so you've really taken something that, you know, as far as the academic and I guess I have the ability to go a little bit further than the intro. I see that you've gotten your PhD from the University of Michigan, which is where I actually went to school and got my master's.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, it's amazing we're still living that experience. When they say they want us to be leaders in the best, they don't give up with trying to make that something that we really believe in by the end of the time there. And it's a very excellent university and a wonderful learning environment. So I was very fortunate to be able to take my logical and intellectual side.
But just like you, I think I'm probably in the same ballpark as far as being an engineer who really, you know, got schooled well and excelled in that. But really now I'm following my passion. I'm doing something that's very different than the naval architecture I was trained to do. Though actually I apply so much of what I learned back then in such a way that you know, in a lot of it is actually a very spiritual way in seeking out those who are proactive. And, of course, that's why you're perfect for this show. And, I appreciate you being on here sharing with us.
You know, I think no matter what profession or background we come in, by the time we're past 40, I think we have had such observation and are able to bring our wisdom more in what we do when we don't feel so pressured to create some image of success that we read about or see on TV or track. We're interested to take what we know and learn how to apply it for our own benefit and for others to lead more balanced lives. Because I think the older we get, we really realize that the world and our own success is a reflection of our own mental processes and what we think and believe. And it's almost like your engineering or all of my degrees or anyone else for that matter, whatever their background is, we're just preparing ourselves for the second half of our life to say, okay, we've acquired this idea, all these ideas and wisdom. What can we do to help others learn more about where our real power comes from, which is spirit?
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, in knowing just a little bit more, again, about you and just enough to ask some dangerous questions, right?
I don't mind dangerous.
I grew up in Hawaii, and we always had, while living there, a really nice, it probably, you know, wouldn't be nice as far as my own judgment now, but what was very nice to me as a young kid, a boat to go fishing on, and we did some deep sea fishing, and I understand that's a passion of yours, too.
Oh, I love to fish. It's the one thing I really love to do. And with any of your personal hobbies or interests, you're always looking to that at some point for some deep inspiration. And it's funny because often what we love to do and isn't what we're doing in work. And, of course, I really don't think I've ever had the inclination to be a professional angler. But there is this one aspect of fishing that I think I'd like to share with you in the audience that kind of made an impact on me, because it encouraged me to think about my spiritual beliefs, my thoughts about the divine feminine and the goddess, which is a very earth-centered subject and actually has a lot to do with water, if you go back and read. But the thing is that I think often in our life we have things that we celebrate through our creativity and our artwork or whatever it is we do, and we don't really notice them. And so it was several years ago, and I was fishing in Southwest Florida, and I live in a family of sportsmen. I've been married for over 21 years, and everybody in this family fishes, hunts, and does all these man things. And when I kind of entered this family, I never really understood that. I could never understand what this archetype of the hunter and the rituals associated with hunting or fishing were. And especially my father-in-law's passion for this. And he was a very passionate outdoorsman. So I would partake in this wonderful exercise of fishing, and I never caught anything. And one day, several years ago, I said, okay, I'm going out one last time. And that day, I caught 170-pound tarpon. Now,
wow.
I don't know if you know anything, Randy, about tarpon, but these fish were so big. They were bigger. They were bigger than a 6-foot man. And when I caught this fish and reeled this fish in, it took me an hour and a half to do this. And I realized during this experience of reeling this fish and pulling the fish in and releasing and fighting that fish.
Yeah, your body aching by the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that was all part of it. But mm-hmm. I really didn't catch that fish. I surrendered to her magnificence in a very worshipful way, just like we often do in life. And this was a very spiritual experience. And after this incredible event in my life, I went back and I called my father-in-law. His name was Woody, and I told him simply, finally, I get it. I really get what this is all about. It's about life and surrendering to the process, that which is right in front of us. And I was so giddy and jubilant about the whole simplicity and enormity of how we are part of nature and the cyclical energetic reaction that we have. And so this made a very big impression on me. And the next day, he died unexpectedly.
Oh, man.
And there's nothing that gets your attention more in life than to be in a very abundant state in 1 minute and then experience deep, deep loss the next.
Mm.
And it made me revisit some of my spiritual beliefs about the goddess and about Mother God and the symbology and the metaphor of that, and that we're here as people on our individual soul journey to participate in that which is manifest in our world. And she, the goddess, rather, really got my attention that day because she is so much about multiplicity in nature and cycles and rhythms. And so that was, I think, an example of one of the ways that I was led to the goddess.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little part two to the story. Can I tell it?
Oh, please, yes.
Okay. Well, when you go through, as I said, abundance 1 minute and then deep loss the next, you do take time. Don't you agree that you have time to contemplate and kind of sweep all these emotions and ideas into a pile?
Mm-hmm.
And so after the funeral, I realized that the last book that Woody had read was by Sylvia Brown. Are you familiar with her work?
I am, yes.
Okay. Well, I never had read any books by Sylvia Brown. And this book that he had read was about life on the other side. And she talked about the Gnostic point of view, which is a theological point of view that was from long ago. But it was the only book that we had ever seen him finish. And he appeared to have been quite taken with this book right before he died. So his death initially directed me to this idea which was in this book, which began to shape some of my points of view about Mother and Father God, and it really struck a chord. It made sense to me because it meant that we could have both. And it meant that in life, sometimes the way we connect our experiences and find meaning, it's about a path that leads you to greater understanding. And nobody in life is going to give you a prescription, this ready-made list that says, here, follow this plan. Our success and our life path, it's about discovery by the individual. And it takes work and effort and a participatory point of view with life, just like fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we find our higher path. It's how we're directed to release our gifts into the world. And it's up to us to examine these experiences and reflect on them and take a plunge. And I plunged into the goddess.
Oh, that is so cool.
That's my story.
Well, and I appreciate you sharing that because it is something where, and I'm hoping, you know, my listeners really do get this because we do talk about it quite often. Wherever you happen to be in your path and your walking to even discover, you know, that calling, you don't wish you were somewhere else. You just be in your path and you you keep your eyes, your ears, your heart open to discovering it.
And sometimes when we are searching or looking for our calling, sometimes a low point in life is when we often get it, is when we open ourselves up to new possibilities. And I remember once, years ago, I was sitting in my car outside of this office building that I was working in, and I realized that, and again, I come from an organization research background and academia, writing books on you know, simulations and all these technical things, just like you, you know what I'm talking about. And I sat there in my car, and I just was dumbfounded. I thought to myself, we don't know how to develop our voice. I felt suffocated, and I felt I needed to be heard because there was something inside of me that said, this work does not allow me the deep experience of expressing my soul. And sometimes when we realize that, we dig very deep inside, past all of the intellectual aspects, and we say, what is it that's about what we want to produce in our life to feel successful? How can we open that channel to connect with who we are here and who maybe we are on the other side, and to bring insight and wisdom to other people?
Well, that's so true.
Yeah.
Well, right before we go into the next segment, what I'd like to do is see if there's a way of pulling people in by really sharing with them, just, you know, if we can do it pretty quickly, what's a really neat benefit that people will be able to have as a part of really learning some of the things that you're going to share with us, and certainly some of the things that come from your book?
Well, one of my messages that I talk about to people who come online and we involve in our programs and some of the internet programs that we run and, of course, my new books that are out is how we can achieve some balance with ourselves between work and home life, and why is it that our world is so out of balance? We see so much around us, this lack of regard for our planet. We have so much, so many models of behavior that deal with domination and control, and we see all these things around it. And one of the benefits, I hope, of my message and all of the ways that I connect with others is to understand how we balance ourselves first and our thinking within ourselves, and then bring that idea out to the world and to see change because of that. And truthfully, I think that's the passion that keeps me coming into the office every day. So to me, that's and the benefit, I guess, of doing my work is to just know that I'm making a difference, to inspire people to be strong and to know that they are consciously in charge of creating what they want in their lives. They have the power mentally and emotionally and spiritually to create the life that they desire. And it's a consequence of really knowing where your power comes from in that spirit.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are people that have experienced your work and you know how it's changed their lives, that they actually come back and really, you know, reaffirm that to you.
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of letters. And this is what's so surprising, Randy, is we have men that write to us. And we originally thought we were all about reaching out to women. And that's just not true. We have men. It's absolutely the most marvelous surprise. See, you never can predict where your goodness is coming from. We receive so much praise and appreciation from our male audience that say, what is this about women that I don't understand? How can I understand the sacred feminine idea a little bit better? How can I open my mind, perhaps, to new ideas? How can I think more positively? And we're getting these letters in all the time. And it's really been a very nice response from our audience.
Cool.
And I like the surprises in life, too.
Yep.
I think that's what keeps us coming back.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. And what I'm going to do is take us to a quick break, and we're going to come back and really enjoy getting into the topics of your books. This is Randy Gilbert on the Inside Success Show, and we're sharing inside success stories with Charlene Proctor. She's the author of two books, Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and The Women's Book of Empowerment, 323 Affirmations that Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. She has lots of inside success secrets, tips, and strategies for us, so don't go away. You'll want to hear what's next.
This is Randy Gilbert, and I have an incredibly powerful inside success secret for you. Highly successful people share a common belief that they need the help and cooperation of others. That is why my friend, Michael Angier, created SuccessNet. SuccessNet is an information-packed online resource, and I have no hesitation in saying I just can't imagine living without it. Best of all, it's free. Join SuccessNet by typing in theinsidesuccessshow.com and then clicking on the SuccessNet logo.